Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Samaches. We are up to Siv Gimel, the last line on page Reish Lamed Daled. We're about to turn on to page 468. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Kama hu shir ha'erev b'tchilaso. Now we are going to discuss what the shir of an erev Chatzeros is, how much bread you need. So the Mechaber asks, what is the shir of an Erev B'tchilaso, the starting point? So Bizman Shehem Shmona Asar Opachos, if there are 18 people or 18 households or less, Shi'uro Kigrogeres L'Kol Echad. So the shir of the Erev is a grogeres, the size of a dried fig for each person or for each household. The Imheim Yoser Mishmona Asar, if they are more than 18, Afilu heim elef oyoser, even if there's 1,000 or more, shiuro mazon shtei seudos, the shir of the Erev is the amount of food of 2 seudos, shehem shmona esrei grogaros. That is the size of 18 grogaros. Shehem kishisha beitzim, which is about the same as 6 eggs. V'yesh omrim shehem kishmona beitzim, and some say that it's like 8 eggs. So that is a shir of an Erev. Each person has to give a grogeres. But once you reach 18, that's the max, and it covers even 1,000 people. Says the Mishabura Siv Katan Yud on page 468. V'im heim yoser. If there are more, Rotzalomar. D'shir shmona osar grogaros hu shir hayoser gadol. This shir of 18 grogaros is the largest shir. Shehu shir shtei seudos. That is the shir of shtei seudos. U'bashir hazeh dayafil elef. And that measurement is enough even for 1,000 people. U'mashikosav shi'uro shtei seudos. That which the Mechaber says that the shir is shtei seudos, Ratzlomar means to say, shi'uro gam kein shtei seudos. Its shir is also shtei seudos. We said before that it's going to be shtei seudos, it's going to be 18 grogaros, and that is the maximum. Sif katan yud alef shehem kashisha beitzim, it's the size of 6 eggs, hainu b'kliposam, 6 eggs in their shell. Sif katan yud beiz v'yesh omrim shehem kashmona beitzim, some say it's 8 eggs. Ula chadchila nochel nino kein lachadchila. One should be nohik to say that 2 sudos is 8 beitzim. Ubidyeved dai kashisha beitzim. Bidyeved, it is enough to have 6 eggs. Says the Mechaber Sivdalin. Nismait me shiuro achar shenichna shabbos rishona. So again, in Siv Gimel, we're discussing the initial amount that you need for an Erev. In Sivdal, we're going to start discussing if it gets smaller. So nismait from the shir. After the first Shabbos entered, v'nishtayir bo afilu kolshu, and you're left over with the Erev, even the smallest amount, kosher af l'shar Shabbosos. As long as something remains, it's good for the rest of the weeks. So just the initial amount is what we said before. But going forward, even for future Shabbosos, as long as there is something left from the Erev, it's going to be okay. Says the Mishabura Siv Katan Yud Gimel. We said, Nismait me shi'uro, meaning grogeres l'kol echad, like we just discussed in Siv Gimel, if it's a small amount of people, it has to be a grogeres for each one, o shtei seudos l'merubim, or if it's a lot of people, it would have to be the amount of 2 seudos. Siv katan yodalad, so if it got nismait achar shenichnas, after the first Shabbos started, the ilu nismait kodem shekidish olav hayom. Because if the Erev got smaller before the first Shabbos started, have le kitchilas Erev. That would be like making an initial Erev. Av shekvar hinichol l'shem Erev. So even though you placed it down Friday morning, if by Friday afternoon it's gone, so now you're making a new Erev, you gotta start from the beginning. Okay, the le'el b'reisha simon, like we saw in the beginning of the simon. So if it gets smaller, once Shabbos comes in already, so then it's kosher. The lo tzricha shir elabit chila. In sevkotan tesvav, the Mishabura explains, the reason why it's okay is because the shir that is given is only for the initial placement and chalois of the Erev. Ubein be'iruvei chatzeros, ubein be'shetufei mavuos, it's the same size, whether it is an Erev chatzeros joining the houses around the chatzer, or a shetufei mavuos, which is joining the chatzeros around the mavui. Sivkatan tazayin, once it gets smaller, as long as there's some left, it's still good for the rest of the Shabbosos that are coming. De'ilu l'shabbos zeh kosher afilu l'nishtayir klal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's good for the rest of the coming Shabbos, for this Shabbos, where the Eruv was initially placed and it started with the proper shear and it gets smaller, it disappears totally, it's still going to be kosher for that Shabbos. Once it's chal on that Shabbos, it's good for the rest of that Shabbos. When we say you need something left, that's for future Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. The Eruv Shabbos Zeh, for this Shabbos, where the Eruv was placed initially, kosher afilo nishtayer klau, it's going to be kosher even if there is no Eruv left. Kevan Shahoya Ha Eruv Kaim Ben Ashmashos, since the Eruv was intact when Ben Ashmashos came in. The Ayam B'Magid Avram Shekosav. Look in the Magid Avram who writes, the Dino de Nishtayer Kosher, this Dino of the Mechaber, that if there's something left, it's going to be kosher for all the future Shabbosos, Hurach Bizman Ashas. Says the Magid Avram, that's only true in the olden days, in the times of the Gemara. Shayu Osin Eruve Chatzeros V'Shitufei Mavuos Kol Echo B'Fnei Atzmo. There, in the olden days, they used to make an Erev Chatzeros for each Chatzer. In addition, they would also make a Shetufei Mavuos to join together all the Chatzeros. So really, every Chatzer was double covered. They were covered by the Erev Chatzeros, and they were covered by the more global Shetufei Mavuos. So that's where we're saying, if the Erev gets smaller below the shear, it's okay. Because really, it's covered by the Shetuf that's intact. Ma she'en kein ledidon. Which is not the case for us nowadays. Din the haginan laso shituf eruv biyachad. We just join it all together. We make one eruv, so to speak, one thing, and that covers the eruv echetzeros and the shituf emavuos. So says the Magen Avraham, in that case nowadays you only have one. It gets below the shear. That's not going to be okay for the future Shabbosos. Ukamavur b'simin shin peizayim. So then it's pasul the Shabbos shnia. It will be pasul for the second Shabbos im ein bo shir eruv. That is the chumrah of the Magen Avraham. V'ayim b'be'er locha sheyesh chokim b'zeh. Look in the be'er locha where he brings that other achronim argue on this. Ulechatchila b'vaday tzarech lizar lahosef ad kashir. For sure, lechatchila one should be machmir like the Magen Avraham if possible, and to make sure that for future Shabbosos nowadays you do have the proper shear to start off the Shabbos. Sivkatan yudzayin. So again, we said if there's something left, it's good for the future Shabbosos. The after kaimelon la'el b'simin shin samech vav sevav she'ein ma'arvim b'prusa. Even though we had a lengthy discussion that an eruv has to be complete rolls, it can't be pieces. And here we're saying that if you have a little bit left, it's going to be okay. So you have pieces. We said it's not okay with pieces. So says the Mishnah Berurah, haynu kishahisa prusa b'shah she'enich l'shem eruv. When we said a prusa is no good, that's if the initial creation of the eruv is with a prusa, it's not with a whole loaf. That's where it's a problem. Ma'she'en ken hocha. Which is not the case over here. The bread, the challah, the roll got broken up afterwards. That we're not concerned about. And the Shaar Tzion explains, it's obvious. The chol hatam who rak mishum eva kamavur shom. We explain the whole reason why you have to have a whole roll is because we don't want there to be fighting. I'm giving a whole loaf and you're giving a half a loaf. So to keep the peace, we make everyone give the same thing. But over here, v'lo shaycha zeh l'achar nocha. Once it was initially placed that everyone gave a complete loaf, and now it somehow disappeared and there's a little bit left, there's no more fighting because no one's giving in anything now. So that's only a din that applies in the initial creation of the Eruv. That's what we're worried about Machlokas. But once there's remnants that are left over, then we don't care if it's a little bit left because they're not giving in. There's not going to be any fighting. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Mikol Mokom. Still. Yesh machmirim. There are those who are machmir. B'shenifrasa kodim ben hashmashos. That if the Erev is now in pieces before ben hashmashos, kevan sheyesh shuhus adayin lahania kikar acher shalim. Since there is still time, it's before Shabbos, so they would make it and they would exchange it and put down a full loaf. Because even though we're saying that really, once it's the remnants, it's okay, but l'chadchila, it's better to have a complete loaf. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Siv, hey, im nisapesh pas ha'eruv v'nisa milechol. If the bread of the eruv becomes moldy and it is no longer fit for eating, harehu kemosha kol lagamri. It's as if the eruv is finished totally. V'tzarach la'arev mechadash, and you need a new eruv. The eruv must be edible. If it got so moldy that it's not edible, the eruv is no good. Says the Ramah. V'lochei nogu lasos ha'eruv chalas matzah she'eino memaheres lehisapish. Zokta Ramoth, that's why the minhag is, and this is what we do, to make an eruv out of matzah, which does not get moldy so fast. the Ovid, and furthermore, the Yecholim L'Shomer B'Yemei Pesach, you can also use that as your Erev through Pesach, because it's Matzah. The Yecholim L'Shmor Ha'Erev Kol HaShana, you can use the same Erev for the whole year. You don't have to worry about getting moldy, you don't have to worry about Pesach, and therefore you're good to go. V'zeh Tov Yosem L'Orev Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos. That is better, to have the matzahs there for the whole year, then make a new Erev every Shabbos. Shelo Yishkechu M'La'arev, because they were concerned you might forget to make the Erev, so it's better just to have it set for the whole year. Mio, however, Imrotzim La'arev Kol Erev Shabbos, V'lechol Ha'erev Kol Shabbos, if they want to make an Erev every Friday and then eat it on Shabbos, HaRashus B'Yodim, they certainly have permission. V'ayin L'Kamon, Simin Shin Tzadi Dalet. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sef Katan Yud Ches in this Apesh, the Mechaber said if the bread gets moldy, the air is puzzle. For who adin kishet lia b'toloim ketanim. The same thing is true if it gets wormy and there are little worms there. It's also no good. Sef Katan Yud Ches, if it's nifsal milechol, haynu kishen is Apesh kulo, the whole thing became moldy. So even though you can have an Erev with the remnants, that's a kol shehu, here the entire thing got moldy, so there are no remnants that are edible, the Erev is pasul. Sevkot on chaf, you need to make a new Erev. V'imra davar zeh b'shabbos. If you only notice the mold on Shabbos itself, v'eino yadua lo, and it's not known to you, mosai nis'apesh, when it became moldy, im kodem Shabbos over Shabbos, it happened before Shabbos, which would be a problem, or on Shabbos, which wouldn't be a problem, tolinon lakula. We go lakula, v'amrinon demikorov nis'apesh, and we say, the most recent time it got moldy, it happened on Shabbos, and you're good to go. Ubein ha'shmashos ha'yiroi lecho. And during ben ha'shmashos, which is the zman of the chalos of the Erev, we say it was fit for eating, and we'll assume it's good. Kibesimin shin sadi dalut. Sivkot on chaf aleph. The Rama said that it is better to make one Erev of Masa for the whole year than to make an Erev for every Shabbos. The Achronim Kasu, the Achronim write the opposite. The Yoser Tov La'arev Kol Erev Shabbos. They actually say it's better to make an Erev every Friday. Kirov pa'amim matzah shel erev miskalkelas, because most times the matzah of the erev gets ruined, umisapeshes, and gets moldy me'orach hazman, because it's kept for very long. V'gam matzor lipo bo toloim, and it's also common that worms are going to be found there, shekor and milbin, me'orach hazman, because of the length of time that it's there as the erev, ve'ena ru'uya l'achil, and it becomes not fit for eating. V'arehi kemosha kolso l'gamri v'kanal, and it's as if you have no erev at all, and that's a problem. Therefore, the Achorim say it is better to make an Erev every week, separately. Again, the Rama said it's better to have one Erev for the whole year. The Achorim say better each week. Zokta Mishabura, V'harotze lasos alaitzad hayoser tov. One who wants to do it the best way. So, Ya'orev mishalo b'chol Erev Shabbos. Make your own private Erev every Friday. V'yizakeu l'chol ha'kolai de'acher. Buy the amount of matzah that you need or bread that you need. Give it to someone else to lift up and be mizaki on behalf of the whole community. Then you don't have to worry about the Erev that's sitting in the shul for the whole year if it gets ruined because you have your backup Erev. But v'lo yivarech al shalo, certainly do not make a bracha on your private Erev that you're making on behalf of everyone. Kevan sheyesh Erev v'beis ha'knesses v'shemahu kosher v'habrochos eim akvos. Lamaisa, there is an Erev in Shul, and if that Erev is intact, that Erev is good, your Erev is doing nothing, and therefore you certainly don't want to make a bracha l'batala, and on the chance that it's a ruined Erev in the Shul, and your Erev is the Erev saving the city, it's still okay, because as we learned before, the brachos are nama'akev, an Erev is perfectly fine without the brachos, so therefore this would be a safek brachos l'haka situation, so you're making your backup Erev privately, do not make a bracha. Sivkotan chav beis v'lecho ha'erev kol Shabbos, and you should eat the erev every Shabbos. Again, this is going with that which the Rama says, that if they want, they can make an erev every erev Shabbos, and they can eat it on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura, the reason why there is an inyan to eat it on Shabbos is mishum, tohoel v'isavid be'mitzvah chada. Since this bread or this matzah had one mitzvah done with it, yisavid v'mitzvah achrita, you should use it for another mitzvah. And that's why the poskim discuss, some say you should eat at the Friday night suda, some say you should use it as a lecha mishnah Friday night and Shabbos morning, and then for shal shiddus you should eat it. But we see the same din when it comes to Erev Tavshilin, that there is an inyan to use the Erev Tavshilin, which is used for a mitzvah, for your lecha mishnah. Mishnah, and eventually Tidur Hashal Shuras. We're saying the same thing over here by the Erev Chatzeros. That concludes Simen Shin Samaches. And Mirz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to learn Simen Shin Samaches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.